And welcome to Coach's Corner this week with Nathan England, the head coach at Wesleyan Christian High School, where the Mustangs are 3-0 on the season. Quite a start to the football season, and exciting. And not only that, but playing some great defense. Good morning, Coach England. How you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning.
Well, it sounds like your team's doing fantastic as well. Off to a great start, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's really cool that, you know, we're 3-0. It's the first time in school history we've been 3-0 in the state association. You know, we're playing some really good football right now. We've got a terrific senior class, and then the rest of the guys out there really fill in well, you know, along with that senior class. It's just really rewarding to see a lot of hard work come to fruition as we've worked really hard the last 2 years to kind of get to this point. I couldn't be happier with our defense so far. We've only allowed 20 points in 3 games. So,
and that was just 20 points in one game, actually, because you've shut out the other two opponents, right?
Yeah, the other two opponents we had shutouts, and you know, I think that you know, that total might be a little bit less. We were missing one of our starting linebackers the game that they scored 20 points on us. You know, and they also scored a touchdown on us late when we had. You know, we had a lot of our second team defense out there too. So, you know, I feel like our starting defense has really only given up 14 points so far this year. So,
yeah, that's very impressive. Who are some of the leaders that are playing on your defensive unit out there? Give us a couple of names.
Our defensive front is really talented. You know, we have 3 guys on the line of scrimmage with John Hammond and Matt Miller play defensive end. And then Aaron Fraske plays nose tackle. And those three really just have really helped dominate the line of scrimmage, controlled people at the point of attack. And then, you know, linebackers, Mangus Chin and Alex Heidorn, who's a first-year linebacker, has really stepped up. They really have made a lot of tackles. And, of course, you know, Brian Deal is one of the hardest hitters we've got on the team. And he's moved from linebacker to safety. And then we've got, you know, a really good cover corner in Zach Romines. And then we've had a freshman actually step up and play really well at the other corner spot so far in Braden Rebard. So our starting 8 defense, we feel like, is really pretty good right now.
You got to like the fact that a freshman is stepping up for you, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, it really is. You know, we've got 26 kids out this year, and it's you know, we've got a decent dispersal of, you know, people in each class, you know, it's just, he's a kid that, you know, led our junior high team last year, was quarterback, played safety, and just was one of the best athletes on the field last year on a terrific junior high team that went, I think it was 6-0 last year. So, yeah, he's just really talented, and we look for him to just get continually better. He's our backup quarterback on offense, and he's just a terrific athlete.
Well, you know, something's got to give this week because you have Cherokee, and they are also 3-0 on the year. So a battle of unbeatens coming in this week. What are you going to have to do to beat Cherokee? Tell us about your scouting report here.
We're going to have to be, you know, we're just going to have to play our game on offense, and defense we're going to just have to work hard. What I've seen of them so far, you know, they're not going to be that much bigger than we are. It's just, you know, we're going to have to withstand their attack. You know, it's on the road, so you always got to kind of withstand those first 2 drives and withstand whatever they throw at you, and then, you know, kind of weather that storm and get to them and get into it. Our kids have really shown a lot of toughness this year, which I'm really proud of. You know, we're going to go into this game with a good offensive game plan. We're not going to have our starting quarterback, unfortunately. He was knocked out of this week's game with a concussion, and he won't be back. So at one point I look at it and, like, you know, I really want to go into this game and see how good, you know, we really are and how good we match up with a team that everybody expects to be one of the top teams in the state. But we're going to be down one of our best offensive players. So we're just going to have to work hard. We're going to go out and give it everything we got. And, you know, if we don't come out on top, you know, we feel like we've got a good chance to compete even for second place in this district. So
All right. Well, I'm sure that you'll have them ready to go on Friday night, and you do go on the road, right? You're out of town this
yeah.
week.
Yeah, we do. We go all the way over to Cherokee, so it'll be a long road trip. You know, we'll get our guys fired up to play when we get there, and you know, it's just it's one of those things that, you know, so far, you know, everybody in the western part of the state has a lot of respect as far as you know, prowess in eight-man football. You know, a lot of Class C champions have been from over in that Cherokee, Shattuck area, and Timberlake. You know, those are the big schools, and we're going to go out there and kind of see, you know, where we stack up to them. So.
All right. Well, I hope that the Mustangs are going to stack up quite well. I know you guys will be ready to play, and 3-0 is going to be an exciting time for the coaches and the student body as well as the athletes. So, Coach Nathan England, we certainly wish you the best of luck, and we thank you for your time, and good luck on Friday night, Coach.
All right. Thank you so much, David.